What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. Now, one of the things Donald Trump did campaign on, and it appears that he's actually working forward on that particular promise, was to combat human trafficking. And this wasn't as hot an issue as it might have been, because nobody really knows what the true scale of the problem is. Obviously, those people engaged in human trafficking, especially for sexual purposes, they don't want to be seen. And so getting actual numbers is going to be very, very difficult. But President Trump has signed McCall's bill, Michael McCall's bill, to combat human trafficking was signed into law. And the bill helps protect victims of human trafficking by providing the right tools to federal, state, and local law enforcement, as well as private sector organizations, to increase awareness and help stop this heinous threat. And Trump is also moving to freeze the assets of known human traffickers. In fact, he signed an executive order back in December of last year, which blocks the property and assets of persons involved in serious human rights abuses and corruption. So, a little bit of good news off of that. Up in Wisconsin, there is an Israeli woman. She's now a U.S. legal permanent resident, but she came from Israel. Wahiba Issa Dayas, and she's living in Cudahy, Wisconsin. She's been charged in a criminal complaint with attempting to provide material support or resources to the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, otherwise known as ISIS, a designated foreign terrorist organization. Now, what would a woman from Israel be trying to support IRIS for? Can you say false flag? I knew you could. All right, let's take a phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there really is a lot of bloodthirsty overlordship going on in the planet. It seems
yes.
Like the cream has not risen to the top. And
well, actually,
really
if you think of politics as a giant septic tank, then you understand the mechanism by which the elites become elites.
The mechanism of what floats to the top.
Yeah, well, the big chunks float to the top.
You know, we have to have tolerance for anybody coming up with a crazy theories that maybe there's some sort of other than human type of domination on the planet, because they'd be forgiven for thinking something crazy like that. Because honestly, if you take a step back and you really look at what's going on, is humankind is being so abused, it's hard to imagine that any human would want to do this to us. Like, for example, you know, the dumping the toxic waste into the oceans, that's just on its face such a bad idea. It seems like nobody that lives on the planet would just want to do that.
Yeah, the problem is you're assuming that everybody else on planet Earth, every other human being, has your sensibility, your ethics, your morality, and that is simply not true. There are human beings who are total sociopaths, where they're just in love with themselves. They want money. They want power. They're ruthless. They'll do anything to get it. And they are literally psychologically unable to feel the damage they're doing to others around them. It's like blindness. They lack the necessary wiring in the brain to understand that what they do is causing pain to people around them.
Yeah, and there's all these like crazy theories. Like, you know, someone very strongly religious might say, "Oh, this person is being influenced by the devil, is obsessed or something." You know, I can understand you might go there. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, it does seem like no normal human would want to do that kind of stuff. Or, you know, you've got David Icke theories. But regardless, it's shocking the bloodthirsty cruelty that's dominating everything.
And yes.
One thing I was thinking is that we're not protesting enough. Like, I liked your story yesterday. What country was it that was protesting because their elections were getting messed with?
That was down in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, and by the way, you made me laugh the way you said it. You said, well, they take their democracy serious down there in New Guinea. Yeah, it was funny, but it's very true. And why are we not taking our democracy more seriously? Like, honestly, I'm the kind of person, I would love to join some protests. Like, I would definitely take the day off of work and go down and protest if there was something happening. And, like, what... Like the government is going to get away with whatever we let them get away with, obviously. And, you know, like our local government, we elected Trudeau partially, we're not going to raise electricity costs and we're going to stop this two-tier system, which costs a huge amount of extra money for every household mm-hmm. as soon as you go over a certain amount. And now it's not happening and we're not complaining. So, like, I would love to be joining this protest. Like, why... In the past, we used to be fierce. Like, think of the way that America's, you know, the colonists stood up against the British crown. Like, that was amazing and courageous. And, you know, Canada, we weren't a bunch of wussies back then. We were frontiersmen also, you know, dealing with
I think you misunderstand what's going on here. I mean, certainly back when the Iraq War was cranking up, there were a lot of protests out in the street. They were being sabotaged by Asian provocateurs so the police could come in with the tear gas and everything. And after a while, people began to realize that the protests were not having an effect because the government just didn't care. But the activism is still out there. It's just gone virtual. And whereas we used to march down the streets of, well, in my case, Honolulu, with a sign and get our message out to a few hundred people, today our activism is online where we get the same message out to thousands of people. So it's there. It's a little hard to see. It doesn't have the visuals that street protests do, but it's still going on.
It feels like it's not enough. It feels like it's all we've got.
It's what we've got to work with. We just keep pushing as hard as we can.
So why can't we just go down and surround our local city hall in our local town or city peacefully? Just, you know, with 400 or 500 of us and say, how dare you get elected saying the electricity prices won't go up and put them up? Who do you think we are, suckers? You'd put that back right now, you bastard. You know, that would solve all these small local issues. That people would respond to that. And in the past, we would have done that. Like, in the past...
Well, you're free to do it again. The question is, are the politicians going to listen to you? And the fact of the matter is that in an age of massive election fraud all over the world, they don't have to listen to you anymore. I mean, they'll come up and they'll take your donations for the campaign. And they'll say what they think you want to hear. But in the end, protests worked before when I was a kid because the elections, while not totally 100% honest, were mostly so. And so every politician who was looking out that window at a protest sign saying, we don't agree with what you did, they realized that was a vote against them and they would pay attention. Today, the elections are won by whoever's got the best election riggers. Hillary thought she had them in 2016, was a little disappointed. And so these days, the politicians, they shrug their shoulder. So what if you don't like the new electricity prices? You know, there's nothing you can do about it because my reelection is already locked in.
Well, yeah, that's true. To a certain degree, that's true. But at the same time, with these current hearings that are going on right now, like you just said, they're going through the motions. They don't really want effective change. They're just going through the motions because it looks good. So the politicians do actually care about perception and political correctness and how all of us mob mentality regard them. So if we were all to just make it more clear that we're not okay with everything,
feel free to do so. You know, I'm not stopping you.
Well, what's the difference? How did these things get started in the past? Like, how did you get huge protests in the past, and why aren't they happening now? Like, how do they get started? How do I start?
Well, again, from my experience, is that you had to be someplace where there were a lot of people who might share your opinion. And most of these protests, certainly during the Vietnam era, originated on the college campuses, where there were groups that would gravitate together, and they would put up a sign saying, we're talking about, you know, a protest against the war in Vietnam. Kids had come on over along with the usual number of undercover FBI informants, and they'd organize a protest. And unfortunately, another thing that we have lost in this digital age is the town square where people would meet, or the quad, as they would call it on the college campus. So I would have to say that what you would need to do is build a mailing list of people that you think might agree with you, and solicit a protest online. But the nature of our interpersonal relations and communications has changed. And again, I think the activism has moved into the virtual world. But, you know, if you can pull together some people and have a protest, it has been done. We have seen some protests that were organized online using very popular websites and saying, this is what we want to do.
It seems like the desire to protest is less, and it feels like we've been kind of conditioned to somehow not get organized in that way.
What we've been conditioned to understand is the politicians aren't paying attention any longer because the elections are rigged.
Okay, fair enough. And I just want to ask a question one more time. I've been hearing that Russia invaded Poland in 1939 in the form of a conquest. Is that propaganda against Russia, or did Russia, are you familiar with that? Did Russia make some deal with Hitler in 1939 to just conquest, take over Poland and maybe carve up Poland and split them? And then Germany violated that. And is that true?
I would have to go back and research it. I don't actually know that aspect of World War II history.
Because Russia says that's not true, and then all of the West and all the textbooks are saying it is true, and I'm at the point now where I don't believe any propaganda against Russia. It all feels like propaganda now. Anyways, okay, thanks.
Yeah, we're drowning in propaganda. And don't forget, the textbooks are written by the victors in the wars.
That's why I asked you. Maybe you have a fresher idea than what these textbooks are saying. Because you're more like
textbook. I said, I have not studied that particular aspect of World War II. You know, I'm kind of trying to stay with the here and now and things that we need to deal with right now today.
That's right. Keep up the good work. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. Well, as you know, we're finally into summer. Summer travel season is here, and you can always tell because the gas prices go up. TSA is saying come early and be prepared, because apparently the intrusive searches by TSA are going to get more intrusive than they were last summer, and that will include potentially unpacking your suitcase at the security checkpoint. So they're just digging on in. Ron Paul actually came out with this comment about why can't we sue TSA for assault? Because that's what it is. When they're physically grabbing you, grabbing delicate parts of your body, that legally does meet the definition of assault. Now, there's an interesting little article over here. Oh, and by the way, apparently TSA is now maintaining a database of people who are not happy with being groped by TSA. And if you get on that list, they'll just grope you all that much more. Article out of Zero Hedge, and it's basically taking political correctness to task for having come to turn dialogue and discussion into this game of just being so obsessed with not saying something that is deemed to be wrong. And you're more focused on how you're saying it rather than what you're saying it. The content is being subordinated by this constant awareness that certain words have to apply, certain gender pronouns have to apply. And it's a form of identity politics. I'm PC. That's my identity. And political correctness only allows for a narrow range of expressed opinions on identity politics. Political correctness is literally the thought police, right out of George Orwell's 1984. And if human relations are about power, then exercising power over others is all that matters. The key to identity politics is all about coercion, making others do your will by threat of force and force itself. And these days, the main threat is depriving the heretics and apostates, that's us, of their livelihood. Like I said, the liberal Democrats can't actually win any debate on the facts and logic. So they scream profanity like Kathy Gifford or Robert De Niro or the other one. And then they try and find ways to filter the online discussion so that only the liberal Democrat point of view reaches the majority of people. That's what they're doing over at Google and Facebook and Twitter. Now, interestingly enough, down at the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've had a little bit of a whoopsie. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center is really not about law, and it's not about poverty. It is mostly a propaganda organization that declares as hate organizations or white supremacists anybody who is outside the official narrative. I've been in their crosshairs myself. But apparently, they've taken a major blow to their credibility because they've had to settle out of court, rather actually in court, millions of dollars to an organization that they included on their list of extremists. And Southern Poverty Law Center President Richard Cohen issued an apology and agreed to pay $3.3 million to the British-based Killam Foundation and its founder Majid Nawaz after they appeared in a since-deleted 2016 journalist's Guide to Anti-Muslim Extremists. And Mr. Nawaz threatened to sue. And as a result, people are saying it might not be a good idea to rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center for their hate group assessments. It's a smear job is really what it is. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Charlotte, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? I don't know if you discussed this at all. I joined the program late today, but I just want to let you know something that is just really shocking and upsetting to anyone that has any sense of justice. Did you know that they have now slapped Paul Manafort into solitary confinement?
I was not aware he was in solitary confinement. I know that the judge threw him in jail, but I don't know why they would put him in solitary confinement unless there's somebody they don't want him to talk to. I mean, solitary confinement is torture. It's normally used on prisoners who are, like, violent. And Paul Manafort does not strike me as the kind of person who's going to be violent or stupid enough to be violent, given that circumstance. How long are they going to keep him in there?
I don't know. They're trying to break him. I mean, that's all this.
Yes.
I mean, they've got a judge that will just give Mueller anything he asks for. If they wanted to put him into Gitmo, I assume that the judge would okay that. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they're doing. I mean, they've gone back 17 years to find a charge to charge him with, and now imposing cruel and unusual punishment before any trial.
They're trying to break him. They're trying to break him and get him to roll on Trump, possibly lie on Trump. By the way, this judge is a Clinton donor and is the same judge that let her off the hook for Benghazi. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, James, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Fox News is reporting that former Trump lawyer John Dowd is saying that Manafort is being held in solitary confinement, which is in quote marks, because the warden feels there is somebody in the general prison population who might attack Paul Manafort just to get his name in the newspaper. Now, most prisons, along with solitary confinement, they do have what is called the PC section, which is protective custody, which are isolated cells away from the general population. But they're not solitary confinement. There are barred windows, there are lights, and all kinds of other facilities. Solitary confinement is basically a closet with a bucket and no light. So I'm not sure exactly what his situation is, but if he's in solitary confinement, then they're trying to break him, and this is just a cover story. So we'll see what happens with that one. Okay, now. We've talked before about the amazing disparity between the cost of healthcare in this country and its actual quality. And over at Blacklisted News, they have this study from the Commonwealth Fund, and it evaluated the top 11 developed nations for quality of healthcare, and the United States came in dead last. And the U.S. healthcare system is in dire need of a makeover. It needs to be repurposed back to being a health care system rather than just another get-rich-quick scam, pushing pills, pushing treatments. You know, here, little boy, have a vaccination against cervical cancer. Never mind that you don't actually have a cervix. Just take the shot here. Now, interestingly enough, there is an article out by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is still out there trying to do his vaccine crusade, but apparently is getting no support from Trump. And he's got this article out there saying how Slate, Salon, the Huffington Post, and the Daily Beast are all lying to their readers to protect vaccine industry interests. And he's saying that much of the so-called positive research out there suggesting that all vaccines are completely safe and effective is inherently flawed, unreliable, or flat out falsified. This, according to an investigative report conducted by Slate, has revealed. But many mainstream outlets like Salon and the Huffington Post and the Daily Beast and even Slate itself are notorious for covering up this truth as they blatantly lie to readers about the merits of vaccines. That's because the whole lot of cash flowing between Big Pharma and these corporate media outlets, which are essentially bribed into blocking publication of all independent research that depicts anything negative about vaccines. And even though this information might help parents make smarter and more informed decisions about vaccines for their children, decisions that might save them from harm, the corporate media is still censoring it. They want those vaccination rates at the highest possible levels. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And that's why I'm thinking this big scary story coming out of China about disease X. That's clearly a name designed to strike fear into the heart of the reader or the listener. This is coming from the World Health Organization. And they know what it is. It's not a mystery. It's the N9N7. It's a variant of the bird flu. It's not a mystery, but they call it disease X, and it's coming to get you unless you buy a lot of vaccinations. Okay, back in 2014, a gentleman named Dwayne Johnson, he's a groundsman, professional groundskeeper, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a cancer that starts in the white blood cells. And he is convinced that the weed killer Roundup is what caused the cancer, and he is the first person to take its maker, Monsanto, to trial. Now, the chemical glyphosate is the main ingredient of Roundup, and it has been listed by the World Health Organization and California as cancer-causing. Now, Monsanto is out there saying that they've paid for more than 800 studies that have established Roundup's safety. But we know science is for sale. Unfortunately, in this country, pretty much everything is for sale these days. I still remember that presentation that was being given by a Monsanto representative who was saying glyphosate is as safe for humans to drink as water. Somebody walks up and said, "This is a glass of glyphosate. Help yourself." And he said, "I'm no fool," and just walked off the stage. They know. They know their products are dangerous. Monsanto won't even serve GMO food in their own company canteen. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're just now getting word that Israel has launched another bombing mission into Gaza, this one in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, down by the Rafah crossing. Israel insists that they're just bombing Hamas. But of course, with that population tightly packed in, obviously a lot of non-combatant civilians are going to be killed and injured as well. But this is Israel being Israel again here. Okay, now, a very historically knowledgeable listener wrote on in to clarify the issue about Poland. And the email said, the accepted history is World War II began when Germany invaded Poland in 1939. That was a result of that whole Gliwice affair, false flag. The Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact between Hitler and Stalin, Germany, and the USSR contained a secret annex about spheres of influence, basically dividing up Poland, the Baltic states, and Moldova, Bessarabia. Originally, Poland and Lithuania went to Nazi Germany. The final version gave Lithuania to the Soviet Union and lots of territory claimed by Poland. Bielorussia and Ukraine also went to the Soviet Union. So that's basically what happened with Russia and Poland all the way back then. There is yet another controversy stirring up in athletics. This is not the one about boys who think they are girls competing against the girls and winning. This one is a little bit well, it's intrusive. And apparently there is this female athlete, Caster Semenya, who is filing a legal challenge against the IAAF regulation that requires women who compete in athletics at the international level to submit to medically unnecessary intervention to lower their natural testosterone levels. Now, yes, women do have testosterone, and yes, some women do have more of it. And it will do to them what it does to us guys. And so now we're getting into this PC situation where the women with less testosterone are saying, it's not fair. We've got to level the playing field. Those women who were born with more testosterone, you've got to crank it down. And it really is rather ridiculous. And the reality is, and I know the liberals are going to hate me for this, some people are born with gifts that are different. Some people are born smarter. Some people are born better looking. Some people are born more athletic. We are not all cookie cutter identical, and no amount of political correct nonsense is going to make it that way. We're all unique individuals, a product of what we inherit from our ancestors, coupled with our experience growing up in the world. And we are all unique individuals. And we shouldn't be penalized or punished for being a unique individual. Meanwhile, over at Northeastern University, there is a professor, Susanna Danuta Walters, and she also teaches sociology at NU. She's running a class at Northeastern University, Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies Program. And she wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post that calls on all men everywhere to step away from pretty much every position of power in society in order to pacify the demands of feminist women like herself who hate men. And she's basically couching her blatant sexism as inclusivity and equality, saying that all women have an inherent right to hate all men because of the millennia of woe that men, all of them, have apparently inflicted upon all women since the beginning of time. Little collective guilt going on there. So here she is being completely sexist and insisting that it represents empowerment. And it just tells you how our educational institutions have just become these bastions of fanatical liberal thought. And I'm sorry, but if you're sending your daughter to this Northeastern University and she's taking women's gender and sexuality studies along with sociology from this person, how's that going to help her get a decent paying job to pay back those student loans? A little more insanity from the political correct rule. As you know, the PCers are constantly shifting the definition of what constitutes harassment. And it used to be inappropriate touching or suggestive comments. Now it's merely looking at somebody. And apparently Netflix has imposed a rule in the workplace. If you look at a coworker for more than 5 seconds, it's considered harassment. So I guess Netflix is adding staff that just go around with stopwatches, making sure that people aren't looking at each other for more than 5 seconds. That is completely ridiculous. How's anybody supposed to have a conversation if they can't look at each other for more than 5 seconds? It really is getting ridiculous. It's becoming a caricature of itself. And I'm not surprised that we're seeing pushback now. All right, let's get into talking about computers and so forth. Little article coming out of the week talking about the government's creepy obsession with your face. And you have all these agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, police departments, are jumping on the facial recognition bandwagon even though the technology does not appear to be mature. Gets a lot of false positives. Apple is having problems with that Face ID on the iPhone X. But apparently, Department of Homeland Security is developing a massive new biometric and biographic database with extensive data on citizens and foreigners alike. And this new system called HART will include at least 7 biometric identifiers, including face and voice data, tattoos, DNA, scars, and other physical descriptors on as many as 500 million people. Now, obviously, we should be very concerned on their grabbing our DNA. I hope they're using a swab and not a needle. Out in California, finally, a little common sense. A judge has ruled that Twitter can be sued for falsely advertising they allow free speech. And the judge said that Twitter's policy of banning users at any time for any reason or for no reason constitutes an unconscionable contract for the company which advertises free speech. Now, Twitter tried to dismiss the lawsuit from Jared Taylor, who was banned by the platform in December of last year. And Taylor is a self-described white activist, and the judge says he may proceed with his lawsuit against Twitter because the social media company falsely advertises free speech, yet bans users for any and no reason. The judge also ruled Twitter could be sued on the basis of misleading its users due to the platform's promise not to ban accounts on the basis of viewpoints or political affiliation, which they, in point of fact, regularly do. So that's how we get back at social media for filtering us, for banning conservatives. We sue them for false advertising. We go after their public image. Now, as you know, a while back, there was a former CIA employee, Joshua Adam Schultz, and he is thought to have been the source between WikiLeaks' exposure of the CIA's hacking arsenal. And apparently he left the agency in late 2016, but he's accused of having stolen classified materials from its computer network and then turning them over to WikiLeaks. And he's now been formally charged for the hack and the leak. And they threw on a child porn charge as well, which may just be to make him seem less sympathetic in the eyes of the public. But if he's convicted on all counts, he faces 135 years in prison. Down in Brazil, a Brazilian judge has ordered Facebook to remove all current posts that offend the, quote, image, honor, and privacy, end quote, of slain politician Marielle Franco, and all future posts of the same nature. This could set a dangerous precedent for freedom of speech online in the country or anywhere. But Facebook has now assumed censorship powers in Brazil, courtesy of the courts. Let's take a phone call here. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was doing some quick research on Ben Swan. That's two N's on Swan. I guess you're
yes.
familiar. And Wikipedia came up, and they said some things like, oh, and he gave creep. There's this discredited thing about vaccines causing autism. And I'm like, yeah, according to who? You know, it's like Zion is claiming the protocols of the learned elders of Zion has been discredited. And it's like, yeah, according to who? Well, well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the knife that exactly matches the fatal wound and has the defendant's fingerprints all over it, well, that's been discredited, excuse me. But basically, I tried to make some remedy about some things, like pointing out that I'm a signatory with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth regarding certain things that Ben Swan said about not believing the official account regarding Building 7. And basically, when I tried to remedy some things about what was said about Ben Swan, they just completely wiped out everything that I said. Yeah, they just
yes.
they went through and just completely wiped it. But does Wikipedia make any claims to allow free speech? Or because they seem to be kind of a – you mentioned something the other day about how they were basically promoting the official narrative, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Wikipedia, it bills itself as the public encyclopedia that anybody can edit. But in point of fact, that is not true. And many, many years ago, Wikipedia had an article about me, as well as whatreallyhappened.com. And the articles were basically out there, you know, saying he's an anti-Semite, he's a Jew hater, blah, 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 blah. So I went on into the article and I made some corrections. In the name of accuracy, saying, he's a critic of the government of Israel. And I come back the next day and all my changes were erased. So I went back in to change it again and it was locked against me. And the reason that Wikipedia gave the excuse for locking me out of the article is that Michael Rivero is not considered an authoritative source on the subject of Michael Rivero. And I went public with that on my website. Wikipedia deleted both of the articles about whatreallyhappened.com and Michael Rivero, and that was basically the end of it. Now, for non-controversial subjects, Wikipedia is a good source of information. But if there's anything that is controversial with the official story versus alternative view, Wikipedia is fully on board with the official source. And yes, they attack anybody who questions the government story about anything. They're attacking critics of vaccines. They're attacking those who question the safety of GMOs. All of our large corporate social media has been co-opted and compromised and brought under the control of the dictatorship.
Now, I was wondering about, there's one that's new to me, because my brother just introduced, he mentioned it in passing, I checked it out, Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, I don't know if you're familiar with this, or if that's new to you too,
yes, I am.
But I've had a kind of a back and forth where, what about this miraculous manner in which Israel defeated all their enemies, and I said, it wasn't a miracle at all, they preemptively attacked all their neighbors, and there's this guy basically touting the official lie, even after I pointed out to him that, you know, that I've had repeated conversations with Phil Turney. Right? Actually, I didn't mention RBN in that context, but this RBN is where I've spoken with Phil Turney repeatedly, and all the survivors of the USS Liberty acknowledge that the attack on the Liberty was not an honest mistake. And he says, well, all six of these investigations have all concluded it was just a case of friendly fire. And I'm like, well, yeah, and Sirhan really did kill RFK because the official investigation said so. It's like, that's incredibly gullible to take any official investigation at face value. So
yes,
I've had some things to say about AJ too, and I think you would probably be in agreement that arrogant jerk, as I disaffectionately call that guy, who's, you know, he started out good, but he turned into a Zionist shill, and I'm like, excuse me. I don't mind your having a personal stance of, you know, being in favor of Israel, but I do mind your basically being part of maligning people like Christopher Bolin. And when I've listened to Christopher Bolin in particular, I find that he says this individual, here's who they are, here's what they did. And no, I'm not making a blanket indictment of all Jews. That's completely wrong. I am saying, here's these individuals who were part of the treason of 9/11, and, you know, I'm not going to put up with anyone turning it into a broad brush that all Jews knew about it and were complicit. I guess you're familiar with Christopher Bolin, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I have yet to buy his books for lack of means, but I intend to, because he sounds like David Irving. Agree with him or disagree with him, you have to admit David Irving is thoroughly, meticulously researched in primary source documents. He's not going to secondary sources. So, you know, even if you disagree with him, don't go saying, well, he's a Holocaust denier. It's like, no, we're just skeptics based on looking at all of the available evidence. And we don't deny that something happened. We just deny that the official account is what it's made out to be. But the big problem is that when Israel uses the official account of the Holocaust to say that therefore whatever they do is justified, it's illegitimate to say that because evil was done to the Jews, therefore whatever Israel does is justified. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right. But of course, it's complete and utter nonsense, because if you go back far enough in anybody's history, they've had terrible things done to them. My family was tortured by the Inquisition. That doesn't give me the right to go on over and paint mustaches on the pictures of the popes.
I think that would be funny if you did. But, you know, you're right. Vandalism is not, even if that vandalism is relatively harmless like that. What do you do if they already have a mustache? Do you kind of erase it off or paint it over?
Just get a little white out on there.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, blessing to you. And like I say, we don't see eye to eye, but at least the thing I will always have always commended about you, like the chemtrails thing, you're civil and respectful in the way you go about presenting your opinion. And for that, I thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We got to let you go for a commercial break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened?
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And the latest update on the volcano is it's doing pretty much exactly what it's been doing the last few days. The lava is still flowing from fissure 8. It's still going down this path it's sort of created for itself. There was another explosive release at Kilauea Crater about 5 o'clock this morning. It's almost becoming regular like clockwork. That these things just puff up every once in a while. So nothing new and nothing dramatic, but it is still ongoing. No indication of where it's going to end. Now, getting into the world of computers and entertainment as well, a little bit of an embarrassment and possibly a huge amount of money at stake. Apparently, Disney and other major film studios are not able to dodge lawsuits claiming they used stolen technology to create the lifelike animated characters in top-grossing films like Beauty and the Beast, according to a federal judge. Now, U.S. District Judge John Tigar said it was plausible that the studios knew they were using stolen software and that they directly benefited from that use, so the judge refused to dismiss claims of vicarious and contributory copyright infringement. And the liability here could be very, very substantial. Now, the plaintiff is Reardon LLC, which developed a very sophisticated facial performance motion capture technology. See, back when I was doing this stuff like at Robert Abel's, you took control points on the mesh and you moved them by hand. Then you had motion capture that caught the body, and more recently, facial capture, which has been used on a lot of movies. And if, in fact, the courts find for Reardon, then companies like Disney, 21st Century Fox, Paramount Pictures, video game maker Crystal Dynamics, and Digital Domain are all going to be in serious financial hurt. Because basically what's online is a percentage of the gross box office of the films that use that stolen technology. You got to be very, very careful about that. And as if that was not enough problems, Disney has had to issue a seizure warning about Incredibles 2 for fans with epilepsy. Apparently there's something in there that's blinking at 3 per second. And why that is not one of the first things that you're taught in computer animation school, I don't know. Because I've known about this problem, again, all the way back to Robert Abel and Associates. You cannot have anything flashing or oscillating on the screen at 3 per second, or you'll trip off anybody in the audience who's got epilepsy. And it seems like every 5 to 10 years, somebody makes the same mistake all over again. All right. Apparently over in northern Wisconsin, there's been a dam failure. Major storms overwhelmed the Radican Dam on the Tamarack River in Douglas County. Governor Walker has issued a state of emergency for that area. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Email, phone call, face-to-face. Don't bother with corporate social media. It is totally, totally co-opted and controlled right now. It's useless for the business of we, the people. Please spread the word about Republic Broadcasting, what really happened. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.